Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, this would be embarrassing to admit that you have problems with.
Wow.
And maybe that's why people haven't said anything out loud. But it turns out you're not alone. A lot of adults have problems with this very simple thing every single day.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How are you with your left from your right, Tommy?
How am I?
Can you immediately go, this is left, this is right?
I think so.
Kimmy, how about you?
Like, just identify the two? Yeah.
Okay,
point
left.
Pretty quick.
Okay. It turns out a large percentage of adults cannot do that.
Well, I know people that have to do, like, the L's to see which one's left, right.
So, that's exactly what comes up in this video that goes viral over the weekend.
Okay.
You're familiar with the L trick?
No.
Okay. So, the left side is the letter L. The face in this side. So if you are having a hard time figuring out your left from your right, you do the L trick. This is your left.
All right.
And as this video went up of this woman showing the left and the right trick, talking about how she still is an adult, has a hard time immediately knowing what left and right is, a whole bunch of people came out of the woodwork saying the same exact thing. Yes, and there are a large number of adults, it seems now, that even in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, cannot immediately identify their left from their right.
So it's got to be like a brain thing, because they're not stupid people.
No, these are people from all walks of life. Doctors, teachers, lawyers, janitors, everybody, right? But you say it's like a brain thing. This is not like a, ooh, I had a brain fart. This is a constant, I have a hard time.
Yeah, it's like hardwired in, you can't do it.
Yeah, I'm that person. I thought I was an idiot. I thought that there was something wrong with me, and like a wave of relief has washed over my body today.
Are you good with both? Like, are you coordinated with both hands? Because I think that's why my brain immediately identifies one or the other, because I just do everything with my right hand.
Yeah, I go both ways. I throw with my left
so
hand,
maybe
I write with my right hand.
Why you get confused when you're asked to immediately identify.
Bomb with your mouth.
And I bomb with my mouth is what I also do. What's weird is,
yeah, what's that?
My oldest daughter has the same thing.
She
has a hard time left, right. Everything else, I'm a smart kid, good grades, you know, athletic, coordinated. If you ask her to identify her left from her right immediately, she can't do it.
So that means what's the percentage?
We don't have an actual percentage. In fact, someone is now encouraging an actual study to be done after the vast amount of people that were like, I have this same problem.
Because that means somebody's on a bus today.
Yeah.
Being driven by a guy or a gal who has struggles with right and left.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gotta affect your driving, right?
So when I am doing directions, I have to look at the screen. I mean, after a second, it takes me like 3 seconds, I can figure
it out.
See
which
way. But I will always look to see which way to turn. It'll say turn left. I will have to look to make sure that I get it in time.
On your phone?
Yes. Like if I have MapQuest.
Has the arrow going that way?
Yeah. I'll look for the arrow. I'll look for where it turns. Why? I feel like I'm being judged right now.
Well, it's just...
It's just what?
I don't know.
I'm not saying it's normal.
Well, No.
Don't do this. It's fine.
Good for you, I guess.
Look, man, of all the little weird things you have going on with your brain, I would think you would be understanding of this.
Reading and writing, no, I can't do.
Okay.
Left and right, I'm always good at.
All right, well, that's great, man. I'm happy you got left and right.
Well, you need that just to get your ass around.
Well, no, but there's an explanation for reading and writing. I mean, you know, you're of the belief that you maybe were diagnosed as dyslexic.
Also bad with numbers.
Okay. I don't know what that one is.
No, I can't hold numbers in my head.
Oh, that's just, oh,
I thought
I'm sorry.
That was part of being dyslexic.
No, I just Googled it. According to a psychiatrist. Hey,
what do they call it?
Tommy's got a bad dose of stupid. Look how stupid you are. Stupid.
Again, he's bombing with his mouth.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. A shocking number of adults have a hard time immediately knowing their left from their right. Ben is on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good,
buddy. Good to hear from you.
So, real quick, I just want to get this out there. And I want to wish a happy anniversary to Carrie Ann and Dave, because today is their anniversary.
All right. Thank God we got that out of the way. Carrie Ann, happy anniversary.
But, so my problem isn't like left-handed, right-handed, or anything like that. It's whenever I pick up a wrench, I always forget which way is to loosen and which way is to tighten.
Lefty loosey, righty tight. I got the same problem.
No, take that wrench and apply it to your forehead.
Wow, Tommy.
Wow, too
it's
far.
It's towards the end of the show, so I feel like you guys are just tired, but you're not funny.
Yeah, and this call is really helping.
Did you use it all up on Ryan in the previous segment?
I mean, there was
a lot to come back from.
There were a lot of jokes flying, even some that we missed. Somebody commented that he looked like Kanye Northwest, East, and South, which is the greatest burn of the day.
Also, maybe Ryan next week should wear the Zubas outfit instead.
All right, Ben. Look, man, I like you a lot.
Taking suggestions for Ryan's wardrobe.
He's announcing his appearances on the show. Mm-hmm. He's now trying to get an associate producer credit on the show.
Doing shout-outs.
Ben, great call,
come on,
buddy.
Man.
Great call.
Have
great
a good
call.
One, guys.
Bye, Ben. He did add something there. I have that same problem.
What?
Where if I have to unscrew something, like even like a soda
lefty,
or like,
right?
Yeah, I will always turn the wrong way first.
Really?
Yeah.
But you're also not handy, so that doesn't really count.
No, but even a jar on a jelly jar. If my wife hands me something, it makes me look weak. It makes me look like I can't open it.
Do you realize
first.
You're tightening it?
Yes. I'm turning it the wrong way. I'm telling you, man, I don't think you understand how great this makes me feel. I know there are people listening feeling the same thing right now, that there's nothing wrong with you. This is a very common thing. What's funny is we're just finding out about it now, how ashamed people must have been that we've never had this discussion before.
It would disturb me, though, if I was like somebody with a big job,
mm-hmm.
you know, dangerous, a lot of lives, like a doctor, anything like that,
okay.
pilot, anything like that, that does that might bother me.
You would never know.
No, but let's say I'm
unless something went horribly wrong.
Well, yeah, let's say I'm at the doctor's office, and I, for some reason, while he's talking, he goes, oh, I always get that confused.
Yeah.
And then he turns around, and he's like going to do some procedure on me. And I'm thinking, like, man, you can't hold left and right in your head, but you're a doctor.
Well, look, I mean, you bring up the medical thing. If you've ever had a body part operated on, like a leg or an
arm. Yeah, left or right.
They will mark it. Have you ever had that before?
But you've heard those horror stories.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they'll mark it.
I didn't know they actually do that.
They'll ask you which one is being worked on. You'll point it to them. They'll mark what side of your body is being worked on. They'll ask you again, and then
that's
they'll send you.
So it's on
you.
Man.
Well, I mean, no, she's right. It's on you.
Yeah.
And look, so if you do have that problem, the mark is right there.
All right.
You
but
can
then,
see
wouldn't that
where it
bother
is.
You? Like, what else is he not good at? Or she?
What else does she suck at, too?
No, but wouldn't that kind of stick in the back of your head?
I hadn't thought about it till just now.
Me neither.
I mean, if they made it that far. I mean, who knows what some really powerful people are dealing with that we don't know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Come up short a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's got their shortcomings.
But I don't want to know.
Well, you wouldn't. And until
but sometimes it could come out accidentally.
You've never noticed it up until this point now. Now you're going to look for it?
Yeah.
Don't
wouldn't
do
you?
That to yourself. No, not.
But once it's in my head, it's in my head. I can't get it out.
I see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.